Hello and welcome to Nikonian's Turning Pro with Janae. I am Janae, and I will be your most illustrious hostess vis-a-vis podcasts.nikonians.org, and this is my very first podcast. The topic of my show is kicking your amateur status up a notch, Turning Pro. Feel free to think of this podcast as an extension of the Nikonian's Turning Pro forum with moderators Philip Clement, a.k.a. Photo Phil, Skip Higgins, a.k.a. Rascal, and Brian Morrison, also known as BCM75. Some of the topics that I will broach include microstock photography, with occasional forays into the macro and midstock world, how to sell your images, where to market those images, and general do's and do nots. So to get right into it, if you want to make money, or date a hot chick, or live in a better neighborhood, or secure better employment, you need opportunities. You need to align yourself with as many possibilities and opportunities as you possibly can. I have heard and read and participated in many a conversation where participants were trying to define just what a professional is. And as for me, I don't need to go to dictionary.com to define the word professional. Quite simply, a professional is a person who is getting paid. Now, if you and your friends or acquaintances wish to discuss the different standards that you or someone else has set for the varying degrees of professionalism,
and what is agreed upon as not being acceptable,
it's a good thing.
And this is why
it's always good to have some modicum with whom you would agree to a set of standards on. Your peers, you need them. You do yourself a favor if you answer to them, agree with them, or even disagree with them. The idea is to align yourself with them. And this is one reason why I really, really like the photographic community. If you watch out for one another will watch out for you. If you help them, they will help you. I cannot tell you all how many times I've been stuck on a problem, really needed help, and the community was there for me. And I suspect that they'll always be there for me, and I know that I'll always be there for them. I won't lend you $10, but I will tell you what's wrong with that photograph in your hand. Nevertheless, and I don't apologize for having gone down that road, standards and community are important, and while they are just two components of the overall whole, they're important, because really, the big stuff is composed of a bunch of little stuff. Master the little stuff, and the big stuff takes care of itself, becomes minutiae almost, to some degree. Now on to the big part of my show, Turning Pro. The most obvious place to start looking for opportunities are right here in the Nikonian's Forum. If you haven't totally checked them out, well then it might be best for you if you did. After that, I also heavily recommend that you do not spend money to make money as a photographer. I mean, I know that there are legitimate websites that offer professional photographer in a box, for example, and you might pay $100, for example, and they would send you, for example, I'm guessing some model releases, some literature on how to be the bestest photographer in a box, and how to make $888 million a year being a photographer in a box. And yes, that sounds inviting, sort of, kind of. But for this particular moment in our lives together, I urge you to resist that temptation. And here again, if you truly want to be a photographer in a box, or you are burning to spend money to make money, then okay, I acquiesce. I won't send you any hate mail if I find out about it. I'm not going to threaten that I should walk right out of this podcast and come down there. No. There'll be no, I'm going to send your cat to you in pieces if you do that. And I love cats, by the way. That's never going to happen. And that's just not me. It doesn't mean that much to me. What does mean much to me is that you cover your assets. Cover yourself as much as is possible. How do you do that, Janae? You may ask yourself out loud or not. You do that by doing research before you buy that $100 package. Do a whois on the website that you intend to buy from. That's whois, and you can Google that to find a website that does a whois. What you're looking for is the owner of the site, the address of the business, and how long they've owned that URL. After that, are they listed with the Better Business Bureau, and if so, for what city and state, with which phone number, under what business name? And don't stop there. Is the seller listed in the telephone book, and for what address? Do the demographics match up with the whois, and if not, why not? You could go one step further and attempt to determine their creditworthiness by looking for them in Dun & Bradstreet. But if you aren't comfortable doing that, then please seek out your nearest librarian. And while you're seeking her out, is she hot? Hey, sometimes when the glasses come off and the hair comes down, but I digress, so let's wrap up this portion of the show. If you feel that you must spend money to make money, then you probably do. In that case, I would urge you, number one, to consider changing that mindset. And number two, if you've considered the mindset and have decided not to change it, wonderful. You have my blessings. If you still have that burning urge, please just be smart about it and do your homework. That's all I ask. Next up, I want to talk about a company that I have been dealing with for, I'd say, a good solid week now, and I just found out about them because of a blog. I am a blogger, and I read blogs, there's no tomorrow. I read them for fodder for my work, and I read them just for my own edification. Not just the topic of my blog, but I also look at photography. Well, not photography, since no one would pronounce it that way on purpose, but I look at blogs of a photographical nature just for my own edification, to see if there's something new and to see if there's something I could bring to the podcast. And what I've discovered since I've done this, number one, is I've learned how often the topic of stock photography comes up in the news, which is fascinating to me because I clearly like stock photography. But other than that, one other thing that I've learned is that there are other ways to make money. And they're legitimate. They take some research. They require homework. And not just that, but every single time you sign up with a new company online and you're going to make money with them, you have to do your homework there too. And you have to. That's not just some girl sitting on a podcast saying, you need to do your homework. No, it's not just that. It's that you cannot function on that website with that agency unless you know which model releases to use or property releases and why and when, to whom should you submit them, who should witness them for you, and how often do you need to do that. There are intricacies that you need to know, and what I have pondered doing, and I may go ahead and do that and upload it to Nikonian's forum, is I may compose like I'm a songwriter. I may write out a form of requirements, a checkoff list, if you will, so that when you go to a website to make money, you have a list of which images you've submitted, on what date, how long it takes for you to, the time that you can expect them to get back to you. What are their requirements, not just on the aforementioned issues, but for other issues that I can't think of at the moment. One thing that will assist you greatly along your trek to make more money with the craft of photography is if you will be as organized as possible. And I focus so much on being organized that sometimes I physically look around and I'm sitting in an absolute mess because what I've done on the computer is so meticulous. And you need that. You're kind of being your own best friend by setting yourself up to do that. So I will check into the possibility of getting together such a list and posting it for your edification. And, oh, I wanted to tell you about this company, then I'm going to wrap it up. The company that I've been dealing with is farmboyfinearts.com. That's FarmBoyFinearts.com. And the website itself is a beautiful website. It's really kind of a contradiction, and I think that's part of their charm. But I've been dealing with one person in particular for the whole week, and she's been friendly, she's been very much on time, and she's been very helpful. And you will not find that at most online agencies. And I say that not as a slam to other agencies, because most agencies are swamped. They are so swamped in statistics alone. And a lot of the agencies will post statistics on their website. If you go look at those, you could easily become overwhelmed. I say that not for that purpose, but just to kind of let you know what you're up against when you do choose to deal with a certain agency. And I have no idea what the statistics are for Farm Boy Fine Arts. All I know is that when I need somebody, I get right on, and Megan is the one who's been helping me, and she's right there. And I by no means mean to do a commercial for Farm Boy Fine Arts or for anyone. I'm not getting paid for it. I'm not getting any kind of hook assist up discount. I mean, nothing. Just, I like them, I've dealt with them, and I like dealing with them, and I will continue to deal with them. And that's been my experience with them. And finally, I want to lay out for you some expectations as far as my podcast. Number one, my personal promise is that I'll strive not to bore you. I'll occasionally spit my P words, and finally, I'll be as interactive as is possible. Henceforth, should you have any inquiries, and surely you will have inquiries, please address those to me personally at janae@nikonians.org. I might go nuts and just read them on the podcast. So please tell me what name to use. And while we're at it, feel free to amuse me, unless your inquiry is of the utmost in seriousness, because I can be serious. I can. Again, welcome, and goodbye for now.